You know, a few years ago, I bought a Gibson Les Paul studio, faded, and a Marshall amplifier, Marshall tube amplifier, the 40 watt. I forgot what it is. The portable with the big 12 inch and then 2 6L6 tubes, 50 watt, whatever. Bought it off some kid, man. Got a deal on it. He wanted three. I offered him 15. He took it. But me and this Gibson did not get along. The fret ends were sharp on it. It wouldn't stay in tune for shit no matter how much I tried. I did everything I could. It wouldn't stay in tune. Then the pickup switch started malfunctioning on it. I got tired of it. So I traded it for this one Stratocaster I got here. I traded it for a player Strat that had no playtime on it. No playtime at all. And I swapped for it. And I'm glad I did. Never looked back.
I had a Les Paul studio at one time as well, and I hated that thing. It was, for lack of a better term, a pile of junk. It's like Gibson had no quality control when it came to that one. And then the fretboard started separating from the neck. I got rid of it, and I ended up trading it for a Japanese-made Jackson Soloist. I've had it ever since, and it's actually probably one of my best playing guitars. I hated that studio.